This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 140. Drinking games add so much to anime. This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to another ESH podcast, people.
Waving in your general direction, folks.
That means you.
And you. But not that guy. No. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, we're not talking to that guy
we're
anymore.
We're not talking to that guy. No. Have you ever been that guy at the party?
No, I've been, like, near that guy. I've known that guy, but I've never been that guy.
That guy.
Okay. Mostly because I'm not a guy.
Well, yeah, but have you ever been, like, that person?
No, I've never been.
Dane Cook talks about, like, that person that, you know, nobody likes, but, yeah. You know, no one ever tells that person they don't like them.
Nope, not that person. I'm pretty likable.
Yeah, me too.
I try not to be a douche, generally, and that works out pretty well for me.
I'm a douche in private. I will admit that.
I'll agree with that. I will not contend that. But we're family, so I still love you.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Isn't that how that's supposed to work anyway?
What? That there's supposed to be a douche in the family? Aren't there like 87 in ours?
Yeah. We actually
have an overload of douche.
Our douche to normal person quotient ratio, or whatever you want to call it, in our family is way out of whack.
Yeah.
There are more douches than there needs to be.
So this one family that doesn't have any douches, you, like, gave us some, so
right.
You can have them back.
Really. We don't actually need them.
We have too much douche.
Too much. But what we don't have too much of is an audience visiting us at our website, which is www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use our short address, which is
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one, and you can check out any articles that we've written within the week. If you like any of those articles or have comments or just want to ask us something, you can use the Hit Us Up link. If you're not listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we're also a part of the All Games Network.
That's right. You can find episodes of our podcast airing each week, Monday nights, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time. You can check out our show as well as some of the other great entertainment on the All Games Radio Network, like Super Happy Fun Time Show,
Dead Pixel Live,
Evil Avatar,
Bobby Black Wolf Show, and Friday Night Gaming,
Ultimate Quest.
Evil Avatar.
I already said that.
And Video Game Outsiders.
So there's a...
And some of their new stuff, too, which I haven't had a chance to listen to yet.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to listen to the new stuff.
But I'm sure it's good, too.
It's all good, because there's no...
I don't know All Games put any crap on.
There's no dookie over there.
No, there is no... There is no shit.
Only things that are the shit.
Shiny.
Because there's a difference between stuff that's shitty and stuff that's
shiny.
Well, yes.
Sure. If you have shiny shit, you got a problem.
And you should consult a physician. Quickly. Very, very
hilarious.
Quickly.
Yeah.
So with that, Panda, you said that there's actually a question from one of you guys that used the Hit Us Up link.
We got a mail from, wasn't it Bootleg Pete?
It was Bootleg Pete. Yep.
Yes. And he generally asked a question about what we thought about the weird video game survivors real world, you know, reality show that has been shown on the Sci-Fi Channel. I think I've commented about this a little bit, like maybe a couple of weeks ago when they had first announced that they were going to do this and they showed the lineup of who was going to be on the show. And my first impression of that was like, okay. If you look at the house, I mean, the house is really awesome. I really wish our house was just adorned with flat-screen TVs.
Okay, I'm going to go time out. What are you talking about? There's something on Sci-Fi?
Yes, there's a reality show on Sci-Fi called the WCG Ultimate Gamer. So take the real world. Survivor. Plus games.
Okay.
Mash that all together, lace it with some acid, and put it on sci-fi.
I don't know that I'd really like that.
It's really odd, because when I was first looking at it, I was like, you know what? I'm like, because, you know, if you look at a couple of the people who are on the show, like Athena from the PMS clan is actually on this show.
Cool. I like Athena.
So you can definitely tell that there are some people there that are truly gamers.
Right.
That us in the industry and who are in the communities would know.
Right.
But then there are a couple of them where you're kind of like, well, I know you play games, but are you like seriously, like, you know, if I was going to be on this show, I would expect that, you know, you'd be ranked in something, you'd be a champion of some kind, you know, and you'd be known.
Right.
And, you know, there's a couple of guys on this that, you know, he's like, oh, I'm like the sixth annual frat champion. I'm like, if that was the case, I'm a champion in my own house. I want to be on the show.
Yeah, you know? I'm the all-time high scorer
champion
of Rock Band in my apartment complex.
Yeah. So, I mean,
what? Some of the
requirements seem a little lack.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And, you know, and obviously they've got guy gamers, and you got, you know, a whole shitload. Well, I shouldn't say a shitload, but you definitely have some girl gamers, and, you know, and they're all really pretty. Well, I shouldn't say, like, not super hot, like, oh my god, mega hot models, but I mean, we're girls.
What you're saying is that the chubtastic girl gamer is not represented.
No. Well, no, because, and this might, I mean, I think Athena's slightly chubby, but she's not that. She's, you know, she's also kind of like an Amazon.
She's healthy looking, as opposed to anorexic.
Like, she could beat the shit out of you if you pissed her off. So I would never want to piss this lady off.
So we're going to go with looks healthy, not anorexic.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's this one, and I haven't seen the latest episode, but there's this one, and she's blonde, and, you know, she's like, I have this brother, and he used to beat me up all the time, so I used to just play games so I could try to beat him, and, you know, I think her name's Allison, and she's supposedly, like, the Rainbow Six champion, which I don't know about that too much, but, I mean, she seems a little too, there are some that look like they're scripted. Like, I feel they're scripted. I mean, who knows? She could totally be, and I've never played the game, so she could probably whip my ass in it. But, I mean, some of them don't seem as believable as others.
As far as actually being gag gamer?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, and you've got these hosts that I've never heard of, but, you know, I'm very, you know, oblivious to many things, so that might not say a lot. And what they do is... I don't even remember who they are.
Okay. That's how memorable
there's one really pretty one, and then a guy.
Okay.
Which, you know, but the objective of each episode is that there is a real-life challenge. Like, they announce what the game challenge is going to be, and their real-life challenge is a mimic of the game. So I think, like, in the first episode, it was a Rock Band challenge. So they knew that they were going to be playing Rock Band during their isolation challenge, but then they had to learn how to play guitar to the Donna's song from, I think, the new from Rock Band 2, the new Kittens song.
Yeah.
So they had to learn the chords on a guitar, and somebody had to sing. They had to choose their outfits, and they actually had to perform.
Well, that's kind of interesting, kind of thing. Balancing.
Yeah, real versus, you know, the unreal, and they had the Donnas actually judge them.
That's kind of cool. All right, so that's the suck factor's kind of lightening a little bit here for me.
So I mean, I was like, that's kind of cool.
So far.
You know, and obviously, if you win the challenge, you know, you get the top score, and the two battles, you know, the real life and the game, you know, each are worth 50%. And if you lose, if you're like the losing team, you're at the bottom. So, you know, the more points you have between the two, you know, the better chances you have of staying. When you're in the bottom two, the top guy gets to choose who your opponent is for your battle.
Okay.
So, you know, you can either be a really dick, like a dick, and find whoever pones at that game, or
you can throw them a bone and fight.
Yeah, exactly.
With the worst person. Okay, with you. All right.
So, I mean, I think some of the dynamics, they kind of work. I mean, it's really interesting how in the second episode you kind of see this romantic interest happening. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, okay. I'm like, I don't know how that would work. Like, episode two, oh my God, I really kind of like this person, and he makes me smile, and I still hope we can play on Xbox Live together. Like, I mean, some of it is just, it's a little too, you know, too much, too soon.
Right.
I mean, at least with, you know, the real world, it usually takes, like, 3 weeks in before someone's like, I slept with so-and-so, you know?
I don't know. I had to stop watching The Real World after, I think I finally let it go after season three. I was just like, I really can't watch this.
So, I mean, they're throwing a lot of things at you. But, I mean, I'm a sucker for bad TV. I mean, Eshmom has me watching Bad Girls Club.
Ew.
Because Eshmom Eshmom likes bad girls.
I need to talk with her because...
And she also likes, like, the wives of...
She is not a good influence on you. We're going to have to discuss this.
No.
So here's...
But, I mean, this isn't... That is, you know, comparing the two, I would totally, like, we fight over who gets to record their show. Like, because, you know, the lovely thing about having a DVR is you're supposed to be able to record whatever you want, but if you have two shows on at the same time, you can only record one. You know, mind you, half the box is filled with her stuff. And I'm like, oh, well, this will be mine. And she's like, but the Bad Girls Reunion is on.
So you
can't record. I didn't know you were going to record your gaming show. It's like, well, I want to be able to watch it later. But... You know, and it's Eshmom, so of course, you know, I give it up because she's my mom and she
And she pays the bill.
No, she gave me life.
And she pays the bill for the cable.
Yes.
And the box.
So, yeah. But, I mean, I happen to enjoy it. I mean, like...
There's nothing wrong with enjoying bad TV. I mean, that's why it's there and why it's popular.
Like, the last episode that I watched, their game was the Project Gotham Racing.
Yeah.
So their real life channel challenge was they had to learn how to drift cars.
I think I saw a commercial for that.
Yeah, they had to learn how to drift cars.
Yeah.
And they had to do it in a certain pattern. They had like these light sensors so that you could see. You know, so I mean, I think something like that would be fucking boss. Like I would like to just do these real life challenges things. Like those are really cool. Granted, the games are really cool and the isolation challenge is also like the chamber is really cool looking too.
So here's the question that I'm going to pose, and anybody in the audience, if you want to answer, please use the hit us up link and do so. And Panda, if you've got any thoughts on it, I'd love to hear it because
awesome.
This is where I'm sitting. The more and more I see things on Sci-Fi and the whole renaming thing, which I guess I'm one of the last people in the world to know that they were changing the naming lettering of the Sci-Fi channel from SCIFI to SYF.
To syphilis.
SYFY, which supposedly is designed to appeal to me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Which it doesn't, because I'm like, well, science fiction. It's not really difficult to put the connection together.
No.
But not so much with the Sci-Fi. But looking at what's going on with Sci-Fi, looking at the travesty that MTV has turned into and how that's now spilled over to VH1, remember when there actually were music videos?
I remember. I was actually talking to Hot Mess earlier today because I was on YouTube watching old videos. She's like, why are you doing that? I'm like, I miss music videos, man.
Because there's not a TV station that plays them anymore.
Nope.
Not consistently.
No.
And I don't know who's in charge of programming over there, but if they put another Of Love series on either channel, I think I might actually get rid
of
like, cable.
You know, the Rock of Love. Or
then there's the Rock of Love bus.
I Love New York.
Yeah, and then the Double Shot at Love with Tila Tequila, and then For the Love of Ray J, which, look.
I want to have a love show.
For the Love of Love.
For the love of Panda Love.
I don't even want to go where Panda Love
is going to
go.
And I'd make them do weird challenges.
Of course you would. Of course you would.
Oh, but, my God. The things that people do on these shows for love that never seems to work out.
It's because they're gold diggers and they're dumb.
I don't have any money. That'd be the twist. No. But I mean, like, I mean, if you look at, like, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, like, I have this conversation with Eshmum all the time. I'm like, out of all of them, all the shows, the only one that actually resulted in a relationship to a marriage that is still going on is the one and only Bachelorette, which is why they're making a second one.
So here's where I'm going with all this. You take a look at what's going on at Sci-Fi. You take a look at what's happened with MTV and now VH1, which, don't get me wrong, I love all the one-hit wonders. I love the 80s, 90s series, blah, blah, blah. That's basically just an extended version of pop-up video, but even shorter attention span driven. And then and what happened with the whole tech TV down to G4, down to is anybody watching, and now we're just kind of a spike with a little bit of video game thrown on top. And oh yeah, we throw a little video game stuff on top of Spike. I think that there's definitely an audience of gamers. I think that no one knows how to talk to us. Nobody knows how to market to us other than people in the industry. And the people in the industry enjoy the industry so much and the direct distribution to an installed base that they don't worry about a TV station. And so I think that you wind up with shows like this one that sound like they have an interesting idea. Because I like the idea of getting a group of gamers together and you've got a challenge of doing something, achieving something in a game, and then trying to create a physical challenge in the real world based off the same thing. So you can kind of see where the two worlds, the digital one and the real one, collide. Well, and you know, you get the whole, okay, so this is actually feasible, this is doable, this is a physical activity, because a lot of parents, you know, worry about the kids playing games and there being a lack of physical activity.
As long as they don't do a GTA 4 live,
obviously,
a live action challenge.
Or, you know, like a Left 4 Dead type deal. But I like the premise.
Yeah.
Honestly,
if it was just the clips of the live challenge versus the isolation challenge and they got rid of all the fake drama alliance bullshit, that would be a good enough show for me.
Right. But they don't know how to market that show to our community. So they got to throw in the alliance relationship bullshit because they know how to market it to preteens.
Well, because that's totally, you know, Survivor right there. We should have an alliance. I'm not worried about the girls because they're really good looking and good looking girls can't play games. I hated when there was a dude that pretty much said that. It's like, I'm not very intimidated. They're all decent, good looking. I'm like, you know, there are many very good looking girls who will kick your ass at games and then will laugh at you.
Yes, in your face. I asked the question then, as far as the community, why aren't we more active in creating our own television entertainment? Because there's a lot of fantastically talented people in the community. I mean, just look at the All Games community. We've got radio talent, we've got TV talent, we've got artists, we've got musicians. We've got the internet.
We are the internet.
Why not take advantage of things like Justin TV and just create our own TV station?
This is the Panda Show. This is the Panda Show. Oh my God. Don't even.
Just throw the idea out there. Just throwing the idea out there.
Holy crap, man. Holy snakes, Batman!
So, like, Pete, thanks for the food for thought.
Yeah. I mean, I like the premise. Obviously, I'm watching it. I enjoy the challenges. I enjoy, you know, I like them breaking down the stereotypes in terms of, you know, us girls who happen to enjoy games. I mean, obviously, there is a little bit of drama in that also. Because, you know, you got guys trying to kick the girls off and they're being douches about it. And so far, like, I mean, the first time there was a girl versus girl, you know, a guy had won, so he had pitted two girls against each other, you know, and it's just kind of like, you know, the girls were kind of trying to band together, and that really didn't work out very well. I mean, out of everyone who's on this show, I actually, you know, not because she's a girl, but I would really love to see, I really would love to see Athena take it and shove it all up those boys' butts. I really would.
I think there's a lot of people that would like to actually pay and see that happen.
I would love to see that happen. I would like to see an animated GIF.
Let's not do a You're the Man Now dog of that. All right, let's not do that. I'm not ready for that. Do have a little bit of news to get to before we get to the meat and bones.
The meat and potatoes.
Okay, or the meat and potatoes. For those of you that, you know, are doing the carb thing. First up is that Gamers Daily News has created a spring cleaning event. Basically what they're doing is if you go to the website gamersdailynews.com/springcleaningrules.html, and I'll put a link to it in the post for this podcast episode. What they're doing is you get to donate your used games. There's a form that you fill out, what games that you're donating, to benefit the Donate Games charity. What they're offering are a bunch of different prizes for people for that donation. The spring cleaning event, like I said, benefits Donate Games, which is dedicated to helping orphan disease patients through the resale of some of these donated games. So it's a really great cause, and it's really interesting that we're coming up with yet another charity where gamers are giving back to their community. And it's a good thing to do, because we all have games that we hold on to that we don't play.
Yeah.
But we get, you know, a little lazy and, well, do I want to take it down to GameStop because they're only going to give me like $3 for it if I trade it in, and I might as well just hold on to it. Well, here are those old lagging games can actually do some good. But some of the prizes that they're giving away, like they're giving some stuff, brand new games and some prize packages. One even includes the signed Gene Simmons Axe controller. Yeah, that the Hip Street guys did. So there's some great things. Also some games from Valve, Telltale, Paradox Interactive. But there's a prize for first donation received, oldest donation received, most distant postmark, most games donated, and like a bunch more different ones. So if you're interested, I'm definitely going to be donating some of mine, because I think that it's a really good cause.
I have like so many PS2 games that I no longer play, obviously.
Exactly. Because, you know.
Though, do you want your Amplitude and the Bouncer back? I mean, you did, you know. Those aren't mine. So
Bouncer, you can get rid of, but don't you, dare.
No, I will keep Amplitude, because that's probably one of the only PS2 games I would play ever
again.
Okay, don't
you dare let Amplitude out of your hands.
Gotcha.
So definitely check out that charity. Donate if you can. If you do, let us know. I might get the urge to go and box up some candy to give to people. We've got all this branded M&Ms. I got to get rid of them.
I know, guys. Come on. We can't eat it ourselves.
No, that
would be bad. But that would not be a good idea.
Also, right now, if you haven't tried it yet, available for a short time, you can get a fully functional, free for 7 to 14 days, so week to 2 week trial of Age of Conan for the PC. Mm-hmm. The Hyborian Adventures.
Yes.
Yeah. So right now you can actually go to www.ageofconan.com/trial to the website from Funcom, and actually get, it's varying for people, so between a week to 2 weeks of free play in the Conan game, which I thought was kind of interesting, because the game came out like almost a year ago. But it's really gorgeous looking.
Okay.
And it's Conan from the comic books Conan and not Schwarzenegger Conan.
Okay, good, because I was about to say, yeah. I saw that like maybe 2 weeks ago and I'm
no,
like,
no, not so much. Yeah, no. So
like, I will hit pass.
If you're trying to come up with something to do this week since you're itching with spring break being over, but spring actually trying to finally...
It's like spring break was over and spring finally decided that it would get itself into gear.
Right.
And show up.
So if you're looking for something new to maybe pick up and try, I definitely recommend it because I was a huge Conan comic book fan. So to see a game that was designed after that brutal Conan made me very happy.
Yay!
Speaking of which, on to Brutal Legend. Got a little news there.
Brutal Conan, Brutal Legend. I like the transition there. That was pretty sweet.
There are some new trailers out for Brutal Legend. They have finally come out and said that there will not be
wire hangers.
No, there will always be wire hangers. Because you bitches don't listen. But you will not be able to use your guitar controllers to control any of the gameplay in the game. They wanted to make it happen, couldn't really make it feasible, so it's still going to be straight-up controller. But that does not make Brutal Legend any less brutal.
Okay.
And if you need confirmation of this, check out the website, BrutalLegend.com. They've got the new trailer up there. I just love this game. I haven't played it yet, but I'm just in love with it. Jack Black was like the perfect voice for this character. And if you watch the trailer and you don't agree with me after that, use the hit me up link and let me know, because I will need to email you and we will have to discuss why not, because it's just perfect.
She wants to exchange some words, followed by some more words, followed by an
sound.
Maybe even a meh.
No, not a meh. There will be an ellipses.
There'll
and
be no...
At the end of that ellipses...
dot, pits. Dot, dot, motherfucker.
Yeah. But, Brutal Legend, it's on track. Looks like this fall. Cannot wait. EA, thank you so much for picking up this game and not letting it die.
We like when things don't die.
I'm a big fan of games that I'm interested in not dying.
Yeah.
Big time.
Me too.
Now, to meat and bones time. I gotta talk about this trend, which it seems like almost every 3 months we wind up talking about this. Why on God's green earth do you have to keep taking treasured things from my childhood
and ripping them up the ass with no lube?
Pretty much, yeah. So I've been trying to ignore some things. I was not happy with the Street Fighter movie, which I think unanimously we can all agree we were not happy with the Street Fighter movie.
No.
We were not happy with the Speed Racer movie.
Mm-mm.
I'm okay with the Transformers movie.
They're making another one, you know.
Yeah, and I'm hoping they don't fuck it up.
Is Shia LaBeouf
in
it?
I don't know if Shia is in this one. I think he is. But here's the deal. They didn't fuck up the first one. So I'm hoping they don't, like, go, hey, you know what? We're awesome. And then fuck this one.
Wait, is Michael Bay directing this one too?
I'm going to have to check IMDb because I haven't really checked. I know that they were confirmed they were going to do it. I haven't really followed up on it. And it's because this other thing, well, actually these two other things, have been getting my attention and making me focus on them. So one of the ones I got to talk about, and I have to thank Vicious Smith for sending me this link, is...
Vicious is the motherfucking man.
Yeah, Vicious, you are the man. Tekken movie. Now,
wait, what?
Yeah, you heard me.
Is someone going to be Kuma and be a bear? Is it going to be an actual, like, live bear? That would be fucking sweet.
Yeah,
train
no.
Bear,
no
fight.
Bear. No. No bear.
Are you kidding me?
No, okay.
But who's that little Chinese girl supposed to tag with? Because look, she always tags the fucking bear.
Guess what? Not in the movie. So, I follow this link, and I go to this website where they show some of the people that are playing the characters, they're showing off Jin Kazuma, Anna, Brian Fury, and one other character. And I didn't get to the last character because after looking at Jin, who is puny, okay?
Is he supposed to be like Buffy, like buff?
Yeah,
like he's cut.
He's Jin is supposed to be, you know, just shy of 6 foot, broad across the shoulders. This guy maybe wet a 165.
Are you kidding me?
No. And he's chiseled around his abs, but he's not broad at all. And he doesn't give off street
punk.
Can they
do broad shoulder implants? Can they, like, put things in your shoulder?
I don't know. But here's the thing. If not, I mean, we've come a long way with makeup. Put on some shoulder
pads.
Put on
prosthetics. Make his arms look...
silicone and make it look like a shoulder, okay? If you can make that big blue Diva blob thing,
you can do it.
Do some shoulders on a person. But anyway, I'm getting off track here. So I get past Jin. Then I look at this Italian chick playing Anna in a dress that's supposed to look like Anna's, you know, Asian chick dress.
Yes.
But it looks like a bad cosplay costume.
Wait a minute. They're like the little sexy kimono
geisha chick. Yeah. It just looks like a bag, like something that you would offer, get from like Moon Costumes or something. And then I get to Brian Fury, and that's when I stop, because not only is this guy not blonde, not only does he not look German, he's got a goatee and looks like Johnny Cage with a really bad fake scar.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and that's what I was like, okay.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
I really wish you were.
I wish I was as well.
You know, this would be a great April Fool's joke. April Fool's, it's actually going to be really awesome.
No.
What, no?
No.
That's
no.
The joke.
Yeah, that's... No, it's not a joke. It looks horrible. It just looks... It looks so bad. I wish that...
The industry is purposely trying to make the gaming industry look bad in movies so that people will stop playing games.
You know, I wish that I could say that I think that that's outlandish, but I don't. I think it's just that that particular industry doesn't understand our industry, and so they keep trying to conform it to what they know, and it doesn't work because it looks horrible. It looks absolutely horrible. Which then brings me to this other one that's been getting my attention.
Mm-hmm.
The G.I. Joe movie. So here's where I'm sitting right now. I get on the internet, and I finally decide to take a look at the G.I. Joe movie. Mostly mm-hmm. because I'm trying desperately hard to stay away from watching trailers and reading news about the Star Trek movie. So I'm checking out the G.I. Joe movie, and I look at some of the teaser posters, and the teaser posters look good.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, well, let me check out and see who's in this movie. So I go to the Wikipedia, and I type in my search term.
Mm-hmm. And?
The first name I see I'm okay with. Dennis Quaid.
Okay.
As Hawk. Team leader. I'm like, cool. All right. Good. I can deal with this. Yep. Yep. Okay. Cool.
Who's
but
next?
Then, Channing Tatum, and I'm...
And that's the step-up guy, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. As Duke.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is where I start going, okay.
Come on, hit us with the stinger.
Marlon Wayans as Ripcord. And that's when I wanted to chuck my laptop away from me and get the holy water. It's got a Wayans in it, people. So you know that means it can't be good.
Wait, have there been any Wayans movies that were good?
I thought I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka was funny, but I wouldn't necessarily call it good.
No, it's really funny that for that split moment of dead air, I totally was picturing the Jeopardy theme music.
And, you know, and don't be a menace to South Central while drinking
your juice in the hood.
Had some funny moments in it, but I wouldn't necessarily call it good.
Right.
Blank Man, I thought was funny. But that's more Damon Wayans.
Some Wayans are better than others.
There's definitely, like, there's a scale of good to bad, and there's a Wayans for every point.
For everyone.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
And you pretty much go from Marlon to Damon. Damon being good and Marlon being... And Marlon is the one as Ripcord.
Oh, no. Yep. Is there a Saving Grace anywhere in the cast?
No.
Later on in the list? No?
No. Pretty much the closest that you get is Dennis Quaid. And, but then you go down from there.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
But of Zeus.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Now Sienna Miller is supposed to be the Baroness.
Baroness. Wait, does she look like she could do it?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't Sienna Miller like a blonde?
You know, that's the thing called dye. We put it in our hair and it changes color.
But here's the thing about that. Does the Baroness also have an accent?
Isn't she supposed to be like Russian, Hungarian?
And correct German? Me if I'm wrong, but Sienna Miller not so much with doing other accents than her own. Just throwing that out.
Which one does she have?
Isn't she British?
I don't know.
Thought she's British. I could be wrong. Let me know. But here's the deal. I'm scared they're going to fuck up yet again.
Wait, who's going to play the bad guy? Who's the bad guy?
Cobra.
Yes, but who's playing the bad guy?
Well, here's the thing, okay? They're not so much against one particular guy as much as the whole group. But as far as Cobra Commander, it's... Yeah. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Wait! Whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Third Rock from the Sun guy? The kid guy? No, 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 no.
No.
No. The awkward... No. 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 No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I do not believe... No.
Yeah.
No.
And then some guy I've never heard of is playing Zartan, so. So I don't know.
I just felt some vomit come up my chest
right?
plate.
Are you okay? You gonna be all right?
My throat. That tasted like shit, just like this movie's gonna be.
Yeah. So yet again, another one of my treasured things, because I love G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
Like, G.I. Joe was the cartoon, and I loved the toy so much that I would, like, offer to trade my school lunches with some of my guy friends to get some of their action figures because Eshmom wouldn't let me buy any because they were a boy's toy, and I was so obsessed with G.I. Joe that she thought I might be gay. That's how much I love G.I. Joe.
But then you could be like, well, there's a lady, the Baroness.
I know, and the Baroness was hot. And that probably, that statement right
no,
there.
No, with one of my pictures, I think I could be like a black Baroness. If she could be black and Russian.
Why couldn't Russian. She be black and Russian? You can use a puny guy that's supposed to be a buff guy. And you can use a definitely...
And they can use a black chick to be a Russian.
Why not?
Fuck yes.
The black Russians. I drink white Russians. Wait, that's a drink.
That's but a drink, anyway, not a character.
Could be. Hmm. I'm gonna make a manga. The white
you can't
Russian.
Draw.
That's okay. I have Illustrator. I can get close.
Okay.
But I'm worried about the movie. Now, the game that EA's putting together, the game looks great. The Rise of Cobra G.I. Joe game that EA's putting out.
Rising Cobra.
Not Rising Cobra, the Rise of Cobra.
I know.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Oh, you thought it too.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
But the game looks good. So I'm hopeful that maybe they won't fuck it up too awful much. But I gotta tell ya, it's not looking promising. I saw the poster of Ripcord, and Marlin, he's such a twig. I was like, oh, damn it. Ripcord's supposed to be buff too. Why do you hurt all the things that I love, Hollywood? Because they can.
Yeah. And no one will touch them because they're corporate lawyers. They're Hollywood lawyers and they're spray-on tans.
So take a look, guys. Tell me what you think. Seek out the infos on the interwebs about the G.I. Joe movie and let me know. And I do want to thank the couple of people that wrote in to correct me on the downloading in the background stuff with the PlayStation 3. With some titles, you are able to do background downloads while you continue on to do other things like you can on the Xbox 360. But there are some titles that you cannot. And I've double-checked this myself, and it is correct. So thank you for bringing that to my attention, guys, from last week's episode of the podcast. I want to make sure that we're always putting the right information out there. What I have yet to try is the queuing of downloads using the Xbox.com website when you're away from your console. So that's something I'm going to try and play with. But if any of you have any experience with it, I'd love to hear about it. So just use the hit us up link on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, and then let me know. So that's my craptacular stuff for the podcast. What do you got for people, Panda?
Well, I have a couple of things, actually. I know that I told you in pre-show I was going to talk about A and B, but I just thought about C, and I figured it'd be a really cute story to share with everybody.
All right, so we're going to do C, and then maybe B? What are we doing here?
I might go C, B, A. We'll switch it up a little bit.
All right.
So, topic C.
Okay.
I've been playing with my Wii again.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
You know, they say if you do that, you can go blind, or at least you can have seizures.
You can have temporary blindness, but, you know, if you have some tissues nearby, you can fix that.
Really? Okay.
Yes. But Esh Mom has been in this weird, we need to play family games mode lately, and I don't understand why.
Probably because you've been playing a lot of, you know, zombie shoot 'em ups and end of the world type games, which are damn fun, by the way.
So she's like, let's find some games that we can play. They don't like to play Lights, Camera, they don't like playing Scene It with me, because I'm the fucking boss. And they hate that I win by, like, exponentially a lot.
Like, I win by exponentially a lot.
Like, you know, Hot Mess hates it because, you know, I'll make sure I have a lead. You know, and if I know that he doesn't know it, I'll wait till the very last minute and I'll say, hey, Esh Mom, it's B. So that she'll get something, and he's like, you guys are cheating. So we went up on the Wii channel and I got my update finally. And
I haven't even done that. How bad am I? I don't think I've turned my Wii on this year yet.
So we were looking through the channel to see if there are any games that we could get. Esh Mom had actually gone out of her way and bought a Wii family-oriented game, The Price is Right, which they both hate that I'm really good at. You know, but when Mommy was off at work and I was with Grandma and Grandpa Esh and I had to sit there and watch The Price is Right, I'm going to learn a few things.
Let me tell you, The Price is Right is the shit.
But I digress. Okay. So we're scanning through it and Hot Mess goes all fucking crazy. He's like, oh my god, I didn't know they brought this game back. And he was talking about this game called Bubble Bobble. Yeah. So he was like, oh my god, you don't even have enough fucking points for this. And then he takes out his credit card, he buys enough points to buy it. So, you know, I have two classic controllers, and he's like, Ash Mom should totally be able to play this. At first, Ash Mom looked very optimistic. Well, game starts. You know, you got your little green dragon, you got your little blue dragon, you blow bubbles, you trap enemies in them, you jump on them, they turn into fruit or vegetables or diamonds, which I don't understand.
Right.
But you're not really supposed to. You know, you move left and right, you use your bubbles, you can, you know, ride a bubble up a little bit, and you're supposed to jump and shoot bubbles. So, you know, obviously, you know, B is for bubble, A is for jump, your directional is for your directional. Ash Mom could not do two things at the same time. She would either stand in a corner and blow bubbles or move.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, I mean, 5 minutes in, I'm like, all right, well, she needs to get used to it. An hour later, she then begins to blow one bubble and move away from the right corner.
Okay, so that's progress.
Yeah. Okay. Second hour, I'm like, give me the fucking controller. I'm like, this is not hard. You know, and she's just like, I don't play these types of things, Panda. I'm like, Mom. I'm like, if you can't play this. You know, and she's like, well, at least the, you know, graphics have changed since, you know, that. I'm like, well, no shit. But I mean, it's just, it's really funny to watch her try. You know, and I'm like, and this is why she should play Peggle, because literally you aim, which is one motion, and then you press a button, which is a totally separate motion. You can't do both of them at the same time. It is perfect for her, but she won't go near it. So that was my little tidbit about the Wii, because I've been playing a little bit of Wii. Topic B. As we all know, I love YouTube. If I could get paid to stay on YouTube every day.
You'd already have a job, finally?
I would have a job and job security because no one watches YouTube videos the way that I do.
Actually, there are millions of people that watch YouTube videos the way you do.
You know
That's
what?
Why YouTube is in business.
Yes. Okay, fine. Well, no one in this house watches YouTube videos the way that I do.
Agreed.
So, the friends at the table at the Panda College, the college to which I attend, we're all talking about this weird series on YouTube. I don't know if you've noticed, but, you know, now in terms of, you know, a lot of animes, people are doing what they call abridged series.
Panda, do you even listen to yourself when you do the podcast? You've talked about this a lot. In the last few episodes.
Oh, I have?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're going to talk about Yu-Gi-Oh! the abridged thing on YouTube again, aren't you?
I love it.
Yeah. You've talked about this.
I love it. Fine, then I won't talk. I love it. You need to check it out. It is totally worth it. Screw the rules. I have money. Topic A.
What?
There was my review of the Abridged series, Abridged.
Okay.
Super fast. Screw the rules. I have money.
Okay.
Topic A. I've finally gotten back into the anime mix, the manga tip. I went to the anime club on my campus, and one of the series that we were watching is called Ride Back. It was originally a manga that first presented itself in 2003, and it expanded up until January of 2009 in its manga form, but has finally been adapted into an anime. Now, I know what you're thinking. What the fuck does Ride Back mean? Is it about a horse? Are you riding back? Is it like Ride Back Mountain? Are there gay cowboys? No. No offense to gay cowboys. But, you know.
Gay cowboys are hot.
Yes. Oh my God, yes. I don't know how to quit you, gay cowboys. but I mean, the name pretty much speaks for itself. The series takes place in the year of 2020, which for those who don't know is 11 years from now. So when it is 2020, and we could go, I remember that, you know, not that I'm going to be that old and, you know, 10 years. Oh, don't want to do the, don't do the math, man. Oh, I just did the math in my mind. Never mind.
Ha ha.
Yikes. But anyway, so the main character of this manga slash anime, her name is Rin, and she was born on September 11th. Have you realized that lately I've been going on this weird political patriotic, you know, call for change?
Pretty much happens, I find, with most people after they get over 24.
Well, I'm 24 now.
Yeah, but you're not 24 straight up. You're days over 24, heading into 25.
Oh, I know. I'm not going to be sad about it.
Don't say anything about being sad. Embrace it, bitch.
I have to. At least I'll be able to, you know, rent a car.
On your own without having to pay the extra fee.
Yeah.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Getting back to it. So Rin. This girl, Rin.
September 11th.
Yes. Her mother was a talented dancer, and everyone thinks, oh, well, since it's in your genes, you'll do it really well, too. Now, granted, she does. She does pretty well, you know, and her mom put her through all these, you know, it's ballet, you know, and she's trained in all these, this technique, and she gets injured to the point where she is no longer capable to dance anymore.
Okay.
Heartbroken, you know, and obviously broken with bone, you know, she throws herself into theater at this university that she goes to. And she somehow comes across this motorcycle, which apparently isn't really a motorcycle.
All revolutionary Utena on me.
She doesn't turn into a car. She just finds a motorcycle.
Okay.
And it is not actually a motorcycle. It's what they call a ride back. And, you know, they were using them as, you know, not biological weapons, but they were using them as weapons in war, you know, because they allowed for, you know, faster speed, faster accuracy. I'm going to whoop your ass. I'm going to whoop your ass. I win.
Okay.
Fighting hand-to-hand combat with your motorcycle, robot, mecha, bike thing. So okay. After all the wars were over, they kind of got rid of them, you know, and the people who still use them, they were custom. You know, and there were a couple of gang wars with that, and they're trying to get rid of those because they really don't want to use them anymore.
Uh-huh.
So she comes across this bike, and it happens to be a special kind. You know, and you know, she just thinks, oh, I'll just race this on campus. It'll just, you know, be a motorcycle, and she manages to do these amazing, like, there are things that only she's able to do on this bike ride back thing. You know, and in her mind, she has this weird conflict because, you know, there's an instance where she's on the bike and I think a gang shows up and she feels this sense that she has to do something. Like she needs to save, there's a girl and she ends up saving this girl. And, you know, it turns into the ride back because it stands up on all, you know, it stands up on its two wheels because it seriously looks like a Power Ranger. Like, you know, when they combine their things into a, you know, it looks like one of those, when it, you know, but with a girl on top of it. And it's not that huge. It's, you know, personable size.
Human being frame? Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, I mean, she goes through, you know, this whole internal conflict about, you know, I was just a ballerina. Like, why on earth am I having these feelings like I, you know, that I want to help and I need to break free and I want to save people and why do I care? And, you know, so, I mean, it's really funny because when you first see her, she's very elegant. She's refined. I mean, she's a fucking ballerina, for God's sakes. You know, I don't know too many crude ballerinas, though. I mean, if I was a ballerina, I'd be as crude as fuck. But that's just me.
Right.
You know, and obviously I probably wouldn't have been the best one.
You anyway, would definitely be the rebellion ballerina.
Yes, I think so.
You'd be the rebel.
You know, so I mean, and I've noticed lately that in a lot of animes, they're pulling out abstracts. I mean, like they're pulling out contradictions. They're mixing something as soft and elegant and refined as classical dance with this highly advanced technological, you know, technology. Like, I don't know where I was going with that.
I don't know where you were going either, but, I mean, but you fell off.
Different sides of, they're not even in the same book. I mean, come on, ballerina is B, mecha is M. They're not in the same volume, but they make it work. And it's poetic, and it's beautiful, and it's intriguing.
And it's mecha.
And it's fucking mecha, man. Mecha, man. So, I mean, I'm pulled in. Not to mention, it has a very fucking catchy opening theme song that also has the, you know, title of the series, which is Ride Back, which is sung by Mel, which is M-E-L-L. It is the balls, ladies and gentlemen. Not to mention the main character, Rin, when she fights on this, you know, on her ride back, she's always wearing this really, this soft white summer dress. And there are so many options for fan service. Like, it's actually really funny how they do it because, you know, when you're speeding, fabric moves.
Yeah.
You know, and she's in a white dress, so obviously,
yeah,
billowing, her dress is up.
Yeah.
But we as the audience so far in the episodes that I've seen, you never see panty. But everybody in her universe does. I think everybody knows what color panties Rin is wearing in every episode. Because she never rides this thing without wearing a dress. So, I mean,
okay.
I like how they're taking a more discreet approach to fan service. Like, they're letting people's minds think for them.
Without having to put the animated crotch in your face?
That's
like,
right.
Panties!
Like, you know that there's a crotch underneath that dress.
That's
you
one of the things that, like, I enjoy about watching Anime Network On Demand is because they have three categories now. They've dropped the mecha category, so it's pretty much just the action category, the girl power category, and then the super happy fun time category. Okay, super happy fun time. That's where all of the fan service and nakedness stuff is gonna
naked
happen.
Time.
So that's where your stuff like Mabaraho is, and your UFO Ultimate Valkyrie is. You know, where you have to watch all the time as she transforms from a child to a fully developed girl. But there's this one series that it's just like, the only reason why I watch it, which right now it's called Automatic Maiden Mahoro Romantic.
Oh, I know it.
Okay, and so I basically have created a drinking game.
Oh, no.
Where every time you see either panties or someone says, I think dirty thoughts are really bad, you have to yell, panty, and take a shot. I've only played
this game
one time with an episode because it totally messed me up. Because it's awful. Okay? I mean, the poor little robot worries because her boobs are not as big as anybody else's. But dirty thoughts are bad.
Panty!
Exactly. And then, gotta take a shot. So, I understand the need for fan service. And don't get me wrong, I think fan service, when used properly and not overused, can be really funny and interject just that weird juxtaposition that you need in order to have fun with something. Especially because even the series that don't take themselves too seriously always have some kind of serious element that will jive with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Like the thing with Mahoro Romantic is Mahoro knows that she's about to die. Basically. And so she's decided that she wants to spend her remaining time with this kid as a maid. And then as you go along in the story, you realize that she's actually spending time with this person because she feels awful that he's alone because she's responsible or feels responsible for the death of his dad. So she wants to spend the remaining time she has basically keeping him company so he's not alone because she took away the person to make him not feel alone. So there's a very deep element to it. But that's then lightened up with the fact that, you know, she keeps finding all of his dirty nudie magazines and throwing them out because dirty thoughts are bad. And
panties!
Yeah, you gotta come over. We gotta watch some of this together.
I love drinking games that revolve around anime.
Because it adds a whole new dynamic onto the show.
Oh, yes.
But
a drunken one, but slightly less straight lines.
But I think that shows like, you know, Colorful, there's nothing there that's really entertainment. And I'm not a prude. I have nothing against, you know, flashing shots of, in anime especially, of, you know, naked chicks or sex or things like that. But it needs to be beneficial to the core plot
Right. Like Nagica Blitz, Tactic Force. Because, of course, you know, that was, you know, totally beneficial to the series. Spies and their panties.
I never watched it, so...
It was these two spies, and they were doing all this cool spy stuff, but, like, every shot where the main spy lady was, like, shooting, it was from the ground, so literally I can imagine the camera guy being between her legs with the camera.
Yeah, that is just not necessary.
She was shooting at. Was she just testing out her gun? Were there bad guys?
Well, you know, I mean, that's like Burn Up Warrior, where, you know, you have that one chick that always wants to shoot stuff, and, you know, she talks about her guns being hard all the time, and I'll let you shoot your load real soon. I was just like, really?
Really? Ew, that's gross.
Yeah. So, you know, there are times and places where fan service works, and where it's just not even fan service anymore. I don't know who it serves, but you are sick and you need help.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing wrong with liking some boobies. That's fine.
No, I love boobies.
Okay, I appreciate a good set myself.
Fuck yes to boobs.
Yeah, you know what? I think we should probably just leave that alone right there.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I can say.
You know what? I think this is a really good time to remind people that they should hit us up on our website.
Yeah.
That's www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is...
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi. The short address will bounce it to the long one, and you can check out any articles written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us, you can use the Hiss Up link. If you're not listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we're also a part of the All Games Network.
That's right. You can find episodes of the ESH podcast airing Monday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time on the All Games Radio Network, found at www.allgames.com. You can listen to our show as well as some really great entertainment centered around the stuff you love, the geek chic stuff. There are shows like Evil Avatar,
Dead Pixel Live,
Super Happy Fun Time Show,
Video Game Outsiders,
Ultimate Quest,
Bobby Black Wolf Show, and Friday Night Gaming.
There's all kinds of really entertaining things over there. So make sure that you check them out in addition to us, and let them know that the chicks from Electric Sisterhood sent you. We like them knowing where their, you know, business growing is
where they're getting
from.
Their information zors from.
Yeah, who they owe a drink to the next time that they see them at an event. That's pretty much what we're after here, free drinks.
Well, no. And good conversation. Great conversation and booze. Because, yeah. You know, the more booze, the less conversation you'll need.
Ain't that
well, at least
the truth,
for me.
Sister. Ain't that
Amen.
The Amen. So with that, I think I'm going to have to call this podcast toast.
Yeah.
Before my voice gives out. So what are you doing with your toast?
I'm going to construct a ride back out of toast.
Okay. I'm going to wish you luck on that. Make sure that you wear a summer dress.
Oh my god, I already have my white dress picked out. It's all billowy and everything.
Oh, that's just gorgeous.
Isn't it? What are you going to do with your toast?
I am actually going to take it and some antibiotics so I can finally kick this damn cold.
Yeah,
and,
you need to get better.
Get the rest of my voice back. That would be awesome. Yeah, so that's what I'm going to do with my toast. I'm going to make antibiotic toast.
Cool.
There's a market for it.
Yes.
Believe you me. So, as always, I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out.
Bye, you guys.
Peace.